I don't want to get the game done. I just want to.
Right.
I want to
can't seduce
sweet.
A dragon.
I want to make.
All right, let's get going here because it's kind of great.
You wear the amulet of Mara and go up to Parthenax. I see you're wearing the amulet of Parthenax, the amulet of Mara. Are you looking to get involved with somebody?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Alright, so welcome everybody to another Ragnar Rock actual play.
Howdy, folks!
This week we're going to be playing A Dirty World. It's a one-roll engine game. It's our second playthrough.
It's a dirty, filthy world. I'm going to cut it off.
If the world's so dirty, why don't we clean it up?
Alright, let's go.
Be sure to use Purell after you've handled this world, because it is a filthy, filthy
dirty,
world.
Dirty, filthy world.
There's five of us. We summon Captain Planet.
It's a dirty world, and as Disney taught us, it's also a small world. So it should be a fast cleanup.
Alright, so this game, it's a game that I came up very quickly today, so excuse me if it starts to suck.
I plan to be entirely critical. I actually came here today with the sole purpose to criticize everything you do right
now. I'm going to be entirely judgmental on
that. I love you, Ed.
Even though I have no idea what I'm doing.
And you too, James. This game is called Boomtown. I based it off of an article that I read on Boing Boing, sort of inspired by the material covered in this article.
Because you're cool like that.
Yes.
Because Ryan can read.
Yeah.
Literacy!
One of those things that I learned in college, and only in college.
I can read.
You know who I bet can't read? Twizzle.
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 Twizzle, man.
all right. So, the setting of this game is the oil boom town of Williston, North Dakota. For any of you Williston natives who may or may not be listening, if I butcher the geography of your town horribly and make it into something that it's not, I'm terribly sorry.
But please send us plenty of hate mail.
It's
only if you're from Williston.
It's all in service of the fiction.
You think Twizzle lives there?
Twizzle is a Williston native, I bet.
He's fracking in
Twizzle's
Williston.
Twizzle's all about Williston.
His favorite
maybe that's why he hasn't left us a comment yet. He's been too busy fracking.
I think we'll have to explain fracking to people because
yes.
They're going to just assume that we're
yesterday.
Talking about sex.
Fracking is a recently developed oil drilling technique where they drill a horizontal bore down into the, I think it's shale, they frack in. Basically, if they didn't do this, it would be the shale is not porous enough to draw the oil up out of the well, or the natural gas, up out of the well at a rate that is productive, you know,
highly controversial.
Worth keeping in business. So what they do is they drill a big horizontal bore. They send a little thing with charges rigged up to it, sends out a bunch of shock waves, makes all these little cracks in the shale, and then they pump water, sand, and chemicals down into the well, and when it flows back, it comes back with oil. Some of the sand stays behind to keep the cracks open, keep the rock layer porous. And it is very controversial because they have to drill through the water table in order to do this. Mm-hmm. The oil companies maintain that if you do it properly, it does not pollute the aquifer because they run casing and they also put cement.
But there are places where they've set the tap water on fire.
Yes. It has not worked out in some places.
Fracking is fun!
No, not that kind of fracking.
I know.
But in North Dakota, they do it deep enough that there's little chance of polluting the water table. At least nobody's taps have exploded yet. So into this situation, we have a couple of people. I should just go in a little more in detail.
In this situation, we have some people.
Some people.
All right.
People live in the place with the thing. And
Bill Cosby.
I don't know why I became Bill Cosby there.
Right, well,
people
this game
live in
Bill
the
Cosby.
Place with the thing eating with jello pudding bobs on the
street. We sure to roll a lot of matches there.
Let me tell you a little bit about fracking. In my day, we didn't do no fracking.
Come here, you.
All right, this isn't as much fun as I thought it would be. That's enough.
So as I said, Williston has become something of a boom town. Lots of oil workers, a lot of migrant workers who show up just to work their extremely long, hard shifts. It's sort of become a little bit like the Wild West because there are a lot of men. They're making
men.
Yes,
men
they're making a lot of money. And a lot of businesses have sprung up in Williston lately to separate the oil workers from their hard-won lucre.
That's not going to be annoying.
Their hard-won lucre?
Yes. The article that I read said that there are so many people there that you can make $15 an hour working at a chain restaurant as a cook or a busboy, and the waitresses make $25 an hour before tips.
Yeah.
And they get a bonus if they stay for more than 6 weeks. Because there are just so many people in this town. The town's infrastructure is completely unequipped to deal with the overflow of population. Most people don't have access to fresh water or sanitation. From the article, a lot of local businesses have had to put locks on their bathroom doors to prevent people from taking sponge baths and dumping out their wastewater.
So people from Williston probably aren't listening to this because they've got their own problems.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're either out fracking in the oil field or hating everyone and everything.
Or spending lots and lots of money.
Yes, that's the other thing is...
That's the fracking.
Money is pretty much just coming up out of the ground. The oil men are making it. The trucking companies are making it. The unemployment rate in Williston is 4% currently now.
I feel like we should just raid Williston. The government should just like declare war on Williston and just like forget the Middle East.
You go take their jobs.
Yeah, let's go and like raid Williston.
Did you know Williston has weapons of mass destruction?
Oh no.
We gotta get them.
Here we go again.
Into this situation, we're bringing these
Four
characters. Some people in the places with things.
The fracking in the shallow boom.
In the bottom box.
So, if you guys want to introduce your characters, yourselves and your characters.
My name is Dr. Clifford Huxton. No. I am Javier Tortuga. Javier is a bounty hunter PI kind of guy. He is very large. He's got short, sort of salt and pepper, dark hair, sort of olive-colored skin. If he wasn't wearing the suit that he's wearing, you would see that he has two sleeves of tattoos, and one on his back also.
He has a sleeve on his back?
Yeah, he has a sleeve on his back.
He had that third arm installed.
Just so he can get it tattooed.
He's got steel blue eyes, and his hair is... He's got sort of long hair pulled back into a ponytail. And a beard. Like goatee.
Now I'm in love.
All right.
And he's in love with James.
I am playing Detective Henry Westfield. He is a local police detective. He has his moral compass. Although he has had to turn a blind eye to a few small things because sometimes... You know,
his own penis?
No. He's hung like a horse. Because they know that he knows where his bread is buttered, as Ryan had told us, and that the oil companies are kind of running the town now. So every once in a while he has to turn a blind eye to some little things.
Because he loves bread.
Yes, he does love bread. Who doesn't love bread?
I like bread.
I'm ready.
But he still has his moral fiber, and he's never had to look the other way on anything really, you know, bad. And hopefully he won't, because then he might not be able to.
And he'd have to give up his bread.
And he fucking loves his bread.
Bread makes you fat?
Does he like toast?
Avoid carbs, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer?
A little bit.
This has been a PSA from Ragnarok.
I'm Alan Wilkes. I am also a detective. And I'm also Alex's partner.
Yeah.
Life partner.
I'm going to say I'm like 45, so I'm probably the older guy.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm kind of like 30 years old. I'm tall. I'm like 6'2", maybe.
Maybe.
Changes.
I'm maybe 6'2".
Some days he's 6'3", some days he's 5".
Yeah.
He has very different shoes.
Alex and I probably, we're about the same age. We probably have a history. Local PI.
How long have you been in town?
For a while.
Oh, then yeah. Are you a native?
No.
So, 6'2", probably, it's kind of like blonde hair. As a detective, unlike Alex, I kind of embrace the dirtiness of the world more than Alex. And,
Meyer's a crooked cop.
A little bit. Like, I definitely am trying to, you know, make some money off of the fracking going on here. And, yeah, just... Even though I try to do good, I do the bad stuff.
Taking a few bribes.
Take bribes, yeah. Maybe get fake evidence to take down someone I know. I don't have enough evidence to get take down.
Yeah, what about this well photoshopped image of you being there that night?
It's not even my hair.
Meyer's never taken down anybody innocent, but he's done bad things to take bad guys down.
Yep.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Alex doesn't have a new pool, but Meyer does.
Yeah.
Ten grand. And he did.
Alex has a kiddie pool.
It would have to be in North Dakota. And James.
My character's name is Kevin Knox. He's, an ambitious reporter. He's kind of new in the game. He just started. He heard that there was some money to be made down here, so he decided to come down, up. I don't know. Where the hell is that from us? I don't even. Whatever. It don't matter.
Left.
It's to the left. It's always to the left. He's pretty young. He's in his 20s. He's kind of attractive guy. He needs to be for what he does.
Just like James.
Yeah, I can see who he based it off of.
Yes. Right. Especially his dark secret.
Now you're a reporter, James. How are you approaching this story? Are you going for the first-hand experience angle? Like, are you a roughneck yourself? Did you join an oil rig team, or are you just talking to as many people as you can?
I'm going down there and just talking to as many people as I can. There's got to be something to happen here eventually. There's so many people here. There's so much going on. There's definitely money to be made here, and I'm here to make it. There's definitely going to be something big that everybody needs to know.
And you're going to be the one to tell the story.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have to.
Yeah, you're not going to make that kind of money as a journalist. Just letting you know. Especially if you're a writing kind of journalist.
What if he's Walter Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite's dead. Please don't bring up painful memories.
What if he's Barbara Walters?
All right, so James, you've got three choices.
He's Kevin Knox.
You've got three choices. Motel room, RV, which you brought in yourself, or renting a double-wide trailer someplace.
Or sleeping in his car.
Or sleeping in your car.
I was going to have to go with either the RV or sleeping in the car because my guy likes to travel.
Also, it's hard to get places, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to have him roll if he wanted motel room because there is not a single unoccupied motel room for miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My guy's a traveler, and he goes around.
Are you a freelancer, or are you a staff?
Yeah, he's freelancing.
Do you have a blog?
Thousands of blogs.
All the blogs. The entire internet.
Eric's a moderator.
All
on one of
the blogs.
James is the blogosphere.
Yes.
This guy's a blogger, a tweeter, a Facebooker, you name it. This guy does it.
He's on.
And he lives out of his car, too.
He's on every kind of every kind of social media.
He only started doing that because he needed to figure out what the hell's wrong with those people.
Okay, so he started watching My Little Pony to figure out...
No, he started interviewing them and started some, you know, sites about them. He started a blog about them. I think Eric actually is a moderator on one of
them. So he's not a brony. He's a brony enthusiast. He's interested in bronies.
Yes.
He's like an anthropologist studying the brony subculture.
Yes. I need to find out what makes them tick so I can end them.
I think you should also be looking to the furry game.
No, I'm not touching that with anything. I don't even want to go near them.
Well, thank you for making the distinction, Meyer. A lot of people don't. All right. So I guess, James, we'll start off with you. So RV or car? How wealthy are you?
I think we're going with a car.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a piece of shit, by the way. It's just this thing, terrible gas mileage. It needs so much work. I am making no money.
So we will say for the sake of argument,
Alex, your medium is dead.
Yeah.
we will say for the sake of argument that you are sleeping in your car. The car is parked at the local Walmart.
Yeah.
Because they let people leave their cars there. There are also a number of RVs parked there. There are RVs parked pretty much everywhere. People are letting others rent out their lawns and setting up double-wide trailers and charging them $100 a night.
Wow.
Because that's just the kind of atmosphere that's prevalent around there.
I'm pretty sure I walk most places, too, because I don't think I can get around much, really, by car.
Your party spot is your home.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen many pictures of Williston from the outside, but I looked it up on Google Maps, and if you want to get an idea of the atmosphere, picture like shitty industrial East Farmingdale.
That's what I always picture.
Except
North Dakota.
Except in North Dakota, you know, with mountains and stuff.
It's not my money, so I'm getting paid expenses. I'm ordering room service, and
you have a motel room, Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say you're making enough.
I'm ordering shit I don't eat.
So have you just hit town, Ed, or are you?
I've been in town a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. In that case, we'll start with James. James, you're asleep in your car.
Okay.
Someone's knocking on the window.
What is it?
It's barely light out. It's about 7:30 in the morning. Closer to the fall and winter, Williston only gets 8 hours of daylight.
Wow.
Damn.
So it's really a depressing place.
Okay. I'm assuming I just probably finally fell asleep after updating all my blogs.
Yes. Yeah, after tweeting and Facebooking and fuck, you even update your MySpace for some reason.
Tumblr.
Google Plus.
Everything.
Wait for that.
He still keeps a live journal.
And your Zanga.
Oh, man.
It's a kid you met at one of the local bars. He's about 23, 24 years old, kind of crew-cutted, big guy. His name's Kit, and he's knocking on your window.
Who is it?
He's not that big.
Is that Kit? I rolled down my window. what's the matter? What's up?
Knox, I heard something you might be interested in. Word going on down by the train depot is that someone's been stabbed.
Well, it may not be like a big break, but it's definitely something to do. Anything else, you know?
Well, I just figured I should tell you because I'm really sick of these fuckers doing this. There was that body that turned up a couple of weeks ago, and they buried it. Didn't hear shit about it in the local papers or anything. Kid actually lives in town.
Okay. So he's a local.
So, yeah, he's been there for a while. I just figured you were the one to come to because you seem like an honest enough guy, and
I just definitely want to get the word out of what's going on around here.
Everyone around here is on the take or something. I don't know.
Alrighty. Let me know exactly where this happened. I'll head down there right now.
I just heard it was down by the train depot.
Alrighty, that's where I'm going to be heading. I shake his hand, thank him much for his
dinner.
Yeah.
You should update your Facebook status. Heading to the train.
Heading to crime scene.
The phone's charging.
Does he follow Zach Bagans?
Yes, you're Zach Bagans. You tweet every inane thing that happens to you.
What's with Walmart flowers? They don't even smell good.
Are we fracking the world, or is the world fracking us?
That's deep.
All right, so we'll switch over to Ed. It's about 6:30 in the morning. You can hear a fight happening outside your motel room. It's pretty typical because, you know, guys are bored. They're stressed out at work. They have nothing fucking to do because it's the middle of nowhere in North Dakota. Uh-huh. And they get drunk and beat the shit out of each other. So you've been in town a couple of weeks. You have not reported in to your contact, your employer. So you have a cell phone, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. So your cell phone is ringing, and it is Carmen.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, she hired
found her.
Wow. This is gonna be a case of century, Meyer.
For the sake of clarity, Ryan, we'll speak English.
Yes, we won't.
No, you will not.
Speak Spanish.
We're probably having this conversation in Spanish.
Then have it in Spanish.
Yeah, warp.
Or make your character English. One or the other, Ed.
One or the other.
You can't have it both ways.
You committed to this character.
Hello?
Hello, man.
She says,
I'm going to accent it. Javier, not too offensive.
It's been some time since I've heard from you.
El Señor. All right.
There's the offensive accent.
Is that better? You want me to be offensive?
Yep. See.
I clean now.
No.
Mr.
Okay. So now that we've alienated...
Yeah, all of our Latino viewers.
Sorry about that. Hello?
Javier, it's been some time since I've heard from you.
What can I do for you, Carmen?
Well, I just called to get an update. As I said, I'd like to be kept in the loop on this thing. A little bit of background for you. You are looking for a 16-year-old... girl from Albuquerque.
I am.
Her name is Penelope Juarez.
ABQ.
She disappeared from Albuquerque, say 6 months ago.
Is Hank Schrader looking for her?
I'm sure they've got a few people. So he might be out there.
No, the DEA is looking for her.
Yeah, why is the DEA looking for a girl?
Because her father is an accountant I'm not going to say
never
who.
Never mind.
Because that just ruins one
of
the
things. Review him, what's not your name.
Yeah. But yeah, she disappeared from her home. They've sort of been tracking her around the country. They got a clue that she might have been in your area, so they tapped you. Mm-hmm. Have you actually done any work?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been looking. I assume I haven't.
You haven't turned
dug
up much.
Anything up. I mean,
Dig.
Yeah, well, I haven't reported in because I haven't found anything. There's really nothing to report.
Except for issues.
Do you think she might be in town?
That's what the nose tells me.
Nose.
Alright, well, keep me informed.
Alright.
I want to hear from you by tomorrow.
I will check in. You have yourself a fantastic day, Carmen.
You as well. We'll say by now, you've ruled out most of the itinerant workers at the chain restaurants. Right. That's something that a lot of chain restaurants are doing. They're just piping in people to...
Right. Just kidnapping people.
So I'll finish eating my burrito and put my sombrero on.
What the hell?
No,
I just leave.
Just go.
I will finish eating my microwave dinner. Yes, my taco. My microwave dinner. I'll, tie my tie, put my shoes on, put my jacket on, and
head on out.
You having a microwave dinner for breakfast?
Yeah, microwave whatever. It's probably maybe like a microwave breakfast burrito or something.
So it is a burrito.
I guess it is a burrito.
with some jumping beans.
All right, and you've got kind of a sneaking suspicion, Ed. You've been avoiding it because you don't want to think about the implications, but there are a couple of strip joints in town that regularly rotate in
new blood.
Professional dancers from around the country. So you might check there.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money,
yes.
All the guys there.
I will I'll head to one of the strip joints.
All right. So we'll get that, pick you up in a few
you
minutes.
You unwillingly head to a strip joint.
Maybe he's gay.
Maybe.
All right, so...
Is he?
I don't know.
Might be a secret.
He's questioning.
He's trying to figure that out for himself.
He's in a weird place right now.
We cut to the municipal building. What the hell? The Williams County Municipal Office. Municipal place in the county majigger.
why do you sound like Bill Cosby every time you're confused?
Well, now he's doing it on purpose.
At first I didn't know. Now I'm doing it on purpose.
Municipal thing of yellow.
With the dome on top, with the yellow pudding.
So yeah, you guys are pulling an early shift. You're a sergeant. We'll call him Sergeant Myers.
Sergeant Slab.
Hey, that's me.
No relation.
Oh.
Sergeant William Myers, no relation.
He's a big guy in his early 50s. He's drinking coffee and popping Tums because he's got a heartburn already. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's just that kind of job. And he comes over to you guys... Wilkes, Westfield, time to go to work.
What's up, Sarge?
Looks like we got a stiff turned up down by the train depot.
Another one?
Yeah. Now, I don't need to tell you boys, we need to be very careful with this. There's a lot of press in town starting to question our ability to keep control of this city.
So, wrap this up quick and find who did it.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
French fries,
work.
All right, so...
I'll drive us over. How long is the ride?
I'd say about 10 minutes.
All right.
No, why don't you
how long
put
we
the siren on instead of
why don't we suffer bed? Coffee before we go? So we can nice and awake.
I figured we had coffee in the office already.
Okay.
I would imagine there's a coffee pot in the station.
Yeah, but you probably finished that coffee and then would stop for more coffee.
Yeah.
We are suited detectives, right?
Sergeant Myers has finished the coffee. Yeah.
All right, so then we'll stop for coffee.
You'll stop for coffee?
I guess we'll go to the diner or wherever You get coffee in Williston.
In that case, yeah, there's a diner.
Yeah, well,
the Main Street Diner.
Yeah, we're going to go to Main Street and talk to Sheila, and she's going to give us coffee to go, because we usually stop in the mornings.
Sheila charges you an obscene amount of money for that coffee. Everything costs at least twice as much as it should.
It's all right. I like looking at Sheila.
There you go,
Is Sheila. It a damn fine cup of coffee, though?
It's okay.
Sheila, it's passable.
Tastes like Sheila.
All right, so now I'll drive this over.
The guy from Eraserhead comes out of the back room and goes, "Gentlemen, don't drink that coffee." So since you guys stopped for coffee, James, you arrive at the train depot. Looks like there are a couple of uniform cops cordoning off the area with police tape. You can't really see what's going on. It's sort of a train yard, so there are not many people passing through. But if you want, you can go and talk to one of the cops. You can try to sneak a look without being seen.
I think I'm going to try that.
Okay. In that case,
You're live live broadcasting on YouTube.
Ustream.
James just has his phone pointed at himself and is narrating everything he does. Right now, I'm sneaking into the train yard to get a look at the corpse.
Hey, there's one cop on his phone.
It's just a shot of him with his sunglasses like this, and it just says espionage in it.
I'm picturing in the background of James's own thing, the cop is looking at himself, looking at his phone, watching James.
It looks like me.
Hey, you!
Alright, James, make me a graceful defiance to sneak.
I don't know why we turned him into Zach Bagans.
Or if you like, if you have anything else you want to make,
I got a pair of threes.
You got a pair of threes.
Really,
right.
The only reason is because he mentioned Twitter once.
Yeah. I don't even have a Twitter account.
Zach Bagans does.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you managed to find a little bit of a gap in the perimeter. There's a couple of buildings that they haven't yet, taped off, and no one's really paying attention. You walk out into the middle of the train yard. Give me a cunning observation check.
Let's see, cunning.
Right?
It's five.
Cunning plus observation, so yes, five.
Eight.
Pair of eights. Okay, you're rocking and rolling here. Against the side of one of the industrial buildings, there's a dumpster, and you see a pair of feet sticking out from behind the dumpster. So you can
guess somebody was dumpster diving.
Looks like
that was worse than your racism.
So are you gonna go closer? You can
make a sound check. Wait, nope, sorry, wrong answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak over a little closer. See what I can get.
All right.
I just threw my phone.
Don't do that.
You walk around the dumpster. You see a half-naked young girl.
Gross. Dark. I'd say I want to take a picture, but now I'm kind of.
She's got dark skin, brown hair.
Dad, I think we found the girl you're looking for.
I think so.
Yeah. She has been stabbed 3 or 4 times in the torso, and it looks like several times in the crotch.
Wow, that hates her.
Vaginas!
If you want any more, give me another cunning observation.
Really, is that enough to not drawing up?
I have this problem. Every time I see a vagina,
am I able to sneak a picture or two?
Yeah, if you want to whip out your phone and take a couple of pictures. You got a few minutes, because these guys stopped at the diner.
Very good. Another cunning observation?
We are good detectives.
Pair of fours.
And I'm getting a lap dance.
Pair of fours. Her mouth is just sort of slightly agape, and you see something shiny in her throat. Something that just sort of catches the sunlight in a weird way. No.
Can I make out what it was? Because I really don't want to disturb the crime scene.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. You don't want your fingerprints all over
the place. Exactly. You don't want your fingerprints on the dead body?
No, I do not.
Oh, because I shoved my hand in her mouth. I mean, no, I don't.
Because, you know, you already have all your footprints in the crime scene.
Can I zoom in with my camera and do a better picture
and
of what's
and take another picture? Yeah, sure. I won't even have you roll for it.
All right.
You probably have gloves.
I'm wearing gloves, obviously. There's a death here.
You just don't want to.
There's a death here.
There's a death here.
It's a wedding ring.
Ooh.
A pretty honking big one, too.
Dean.
That's more... That probably costs more than I'll ever see doing this job.
I'm up to you while you were eating. That's how insignificant you are to me.
Do I notice anything else unusual around the area? Like anything in the dumpster that might, you know, look like it went along with her? Or there any, you know, footprints around the dumpster?
Yeah, you see very, very large shoe prints. There's mud.
Oh, muddy shoe prints.
We get there when we see two sets of footprints.
No, you're not. I don't wear shoes. I don't have feet.
Oh.
make me a graceful defiance roll just to check to see if you've left any footprints.
Oh, crap.
James just is a torso... With
no.
It's just a torso.
No.
Out.
4 and a 5.
Nothing. All right. Oh, yeah. In that case, yeah, you've kind of been tracking some things.
Ah, crap.
You are wearing gloves, and you haven't actually touched anything. So, you know, you're not contaminating the crime scene too terribly.
Kevin was. He just writes, Kevin Knox was here.
What do you think about that?
In parentheses, not the killer.
Kevin Knox rocks.
Knox rocks.
Kevin Knox rocks your socks.
Yeah.
That's why these puns work.
The girl, as I said, she's half dressed. She's not wearing any pants. She's wearing a sweatshirt that's torn and bloody. Got a lot of stab wounds in it.
Anything I can make out on the sweatshirt, like any type of brand name or maybe some sort of work uniform or something?
It's a Hard Knocks.
I don't know, just a regular Hollister sweatshirt.
Okay.
Whatever brand name. Since you've been rocking the cunning observations role, I'll give you some other stuff too. You see a little baggie sticking out of her pocket.
Cocaine?
Looks like some kind of controlled substance. If you wanted to get a closer look, you'd have to take it out.
Sniff it.
Yeah, that's not happening. Is there anywhere I can hide close by for when these two show up and actually start doing their investigation?
Yeah. If you wanna be really creepy and surprise the detectives.
Well, I don't want to surprise them. I want to hide close by and hear what they have to say.
Cocaine.
All right. Make me a graceful defiance roll.
Poop. I should have given myself more defiance. Nope. Never mind.
Nothing. All right. Well, you can just sort of
stand.
Just use this stand in front of the dumpster.
I hope no cop.
I was waiting for you guys.
Hey guys, just wait for you. And there's stuff you need to see.
Well, I'll put it this way: you can hide, but they'll probably notice you. There's not really anywhere.
Are you guys
behind the dumpster? Would have been great if the body wasn't the there.
I should put myself with it. Fine.
All right. So we'll switch over, James. So that's the end of your first scene.
Yeah.
So now you get a free quality slide. You can slide from anything to anything else. On the same line, or with your profession. Mm-hmm. Did James take a profession?
Reporter.
I think I was. I don't think I had any.
I think it goes with detective.
Oh, yeah. So what's his link for detective then?
Selfishness and observation.
Okay, so James, just make a mark next to selfishness and next to observation.
Okay. So you can could slide
between
self,
those
yeah.
two as well.
And selfishness.
There we go. I think I'm gonna leave things. I should have. One more defiance, but I don't think I'm going to try to do anything more defiant anytime soon.
And if you want, you can make a case for gaining points, which is on the cheat sheet, the instant quality improvement. So if you've done any of those things...
You sort of understood something new.
Yeah, you could... I would let you take points.
No, he didn't really understand anything.
No.
You definitely got taken by surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe observation. I got the wedding ring in the throat, you know, the muddy footprints.
Well, that's really more of, like, actually having someone... Next scene, when these two show up, you'll probably get...
I'll probably get surprised.
...taken by surprise, or they will. But yeah, if you want to take a point of demonstration, you reconned the hell out of that crime scene.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a point demonstration.
All right. So you duck behind a dumpster.
Not the same dumpster at the bottom. Guess if I hear the sirens coming, I think I kind of want to bail.
You guys pull up. There are a couple of black and whites. They've taped off the area.
Joe.
What's up, guys?
Detective.
What have we got?
It's a girl. Looks like a young one.
Ah, shit. Where?
Behind the dumpster over there.
I'm going to pull my gloves out of my belt and... Is that the sound that latex gloves make?
Now, this is North Dakota, so when you find out that she's Spanish, you probably send half... Half the guys home.
She's a darky, guys. Go home.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
We're definitely pushing the envelope here, guys.
I'm not making fun of Spanish people. I'm making fun of...
He's making fun of North Dakota. Yeah. It's totally not racist.
We're edgy.
All right, so...
We
take it slow because mud and footprints.
Yes.
So can I make a patient observation check?
To do it?
Yes. Because yes. I don't have to do it quick.
You
want
to take your time.
Yeah. Three nines.
Wait, patient observation.
Three nines. Patient observation.
All right. Two tens.
Two tens.
All right. Meyer and I observed the hell out of that crime scene.
Yes. You get pretty much everything that I said to James. You see the wedding ring lodged in her throat.
I remember taking pictures of everything and then bagging it all.
She has been stabbed 4 times in the chest, mostly around the left side.
And the hoo-ha.
Looks like they were going for her heart. And several times in the crotch.
The hoo-ha?
In the hoo-ha. It's like hamburger down there.
Chappy.
What was in her pocket?
Looks like methamphetamine.
Is it blue?
No, it's not blue.
Okay.
They're using pseudo.
Now, the two sets of footprints we find.
Oh, yeah. Maya, you see a large set of footprints. They look like dress shoes, loafers.
Mm-hmm.
And another set of footprints that seem to come out of an alleyway between two buildings. They lead up to the corpse. They shift around a little bit, like the person was moving around a little in place, and then they lead off
to the other dumpster.
Yeah, back into the alley. I guess is where James is sort of. So,
Jimmy!
Hey, Henry.
What's up, Al?
I got two sets of footprints here, man.
You heard this guy.
What did you have, two killers?
I don't know. One of them leads to the alleyway. Might as well see if there's anything, maybe they have a weapon or something.
Yeah.
Okay. checks.
I'm going to call up to Joe, the black and white.
Okay.
Did you guys sweep the area?
Yeah, we checked around, Detective. There was, you know, it's the train yard. It's 7:30 in the morning. Nobody's really around.
Right. All right, so...
about that point, Meyer, you round the corner into the alley, and you see James's character.
It's in that tweet.
Because you're not...
I wonder that the music hadn't stopped and the chime didn't go off.
I don't know. I'm hiding under a box. Can't see me.
Okay, Knox, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you know this guy. He's a reporter.
Yeah. I'm making sure you guys do your job.
Well, I found some footprints that went right to you.
Shit. I really looked. You know, I didn't remember you being this observant.
Now, I'll remind you guys, if you want to, only if you want to, when you're having this conversation, this banter, you can be making attacks on each other.
Right. Well, I'm not gonna, yes. I don't think I'm attack.
I'd like to point out that I probably have a police scanner in my car.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Club, I probably heard.
So yeah, you hear the black and whites calling in the homicide. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, young Hispanic girl. Dark hair, dark brown eyes.
Right. Ah, shit.
There aren't many of them around.
So I curse and then head towards that location.
Okay.
So, Noxie, how you doing? So, you know, sneaking into a crime scene is a felony. Yeah.
I would arrest them for it.
I mean, I know it's a crime, I just don't know.
So,
I'd believe it.
It probably is.
Sorry, I had to pour my drink.
Something you could at least arrest him for.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, so you gonna take me in, or are you gonna let me help out? Come on, last time I helped you out, you got some pretty good hefty cash in the pocket.
Well, by the rules of tabletop role-playing games, I need to incorporate you into the party.
Well, that's the thing about this game. You guys don't necessarily have to work together.
Right. I was just kidding.
Al, what's back there?
A douchebag.
Nothing. I'll be right back. The trail's cold. I'll be right there.
All right.
Garrison.
Awesome.
I'm trying to. The boss man wants us to find this guy as ASAP. So, how about you help me out? So I'm the one who catches this guy.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, you have my phone number.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Let me know what the details you find out.
Yep.
So nothing?
Chell's dead. Didn't see anything.
All right.
So, what are you thinking? Pretty girl, crime of passion.
No.
She's either a stripper or a prostitute. Which one is it?
Could be both.
Plenty of both.
Yep.
I mean, she's got meth in her pocket. That's definitely, you know, she was up to something. Wedding ring in the mouth. That's odd. Make it seem like it was personal.
Mm. The stabs of the cross shall make it seem personal, or the heart.
What do you think?
Just the wedding ring in the heart. Just the wedding ring in the throat.
I think she said some front for trying to pose, and she said no, or it's maybe the guy was already married and the wife found out.
Hmm. No, I'm thinking she was engaged. Ryan, can I look at her hand?
Yeah.
Is there, like, does it seem like she was wearing a ring or she used to wear a ring sometimes?
No. Hmm. There's no imprint. Doesn't look like she's... Her hands are... they were neatly manicured. Mm-hmm. Looks like she was in a little bit of a scuffle. She scratched at whoever
touched
did this to her.
Corner. Oh, that's good. Are you going to get yelled at?
I'm wearing gloves. We took pictures of everything. We're policemen.
Said, about this time, I'll say that your car is pulling up to the scene. Give me a cunning observation roll.
I am not very cunning or observant. I'm 1-9.
So,
no, you don't notice. You don't notice James run off.
Okay.
Back to his home on wheels.
Not tweeting this experience, but just definitely letting my fans know that something big is happening, and I'm going to get down to the middle of it.
Your three fans?
Yes. I have 3 followers. 2 of them I made.
And one of them's your mom.
Yes. Good job, sweetie. Hope you catch the killer.
So yeah, pretty much same scene as I described to them. There's their car, squad car, couple of black and whites, train yard taped off. One of the cops comes up to you. Can I help you, sir?
Yeah. What's going on?
The cop just says, this is a crime scene. We're currently investigating. We're asking the public please stay out for now.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that, of course. You know, I used to be on the job myself. Hate those looky-loos that come by. Look, I just... My daughter went out last night, and I don't know where she is.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Do you have a photograph of the girl?
Yeah. No, shit, I left my wallet at home. I was so panicked I ran out of the house. She's about 16. Dark hair.
Ed, give me persuasive deceit.
Okay.
I think you would have a picture of her, being that you're supposed to be...
Yeah, I would say... If
I don't want to show him a picture.
Though. Oh, you don't want to show him a picture. Okay.
Three-fourths.
So probably show a picture of her other fam, her real fam.
Yeah, he buys it. You're Hispanic. That girl is Hispanic. Right. You could totally be her father. Mm-hmm. As far as this dickbag knows.
Hey, so, this dickbag's name is Joe.
That's right, Joe. Joe's not a dickbag. That's Tom, his partner.
Oh, well, Tom is totally
a dickbag.
Joe, you know, if you could help
out. You don't get to call him Joe.
Yeah.
Officer
Joe.
By the way, don't be tough on Tom. He's having a rough. He's having a couple months.
I'm telling Joe that I used to be a cop. So
I didn't know.
Listen, Joe.
Yeah, with the 3-4s, he not only buys that you used to be a cop because you carry yourself like a cop. He also, you know,
so it, looks like a
it might actually be true.
I mean, yeah. Well, it's up to you.
Yeah.
You know how they walk. You could fake it.
You know, I used to be on the job, and I. So, Joe, if you could just let me see her.
All right.
Help a fellow uniform out, man.
let me go get one of the detectives. Detective Westfield, since you're not in the alley doing a dirty deal, Officer Joe comes up to you.
What's up, Joe?
We got a civilian over at the edge of the cordon area. He says he's looking for his daughter. He said she was out late last night. No. Haven't come home.
Shit. How long until the coroner's here?
They're en route, so should be within 15 minutes.
All right. Look, tell him to... Here, I'll give Joe my card. Here, give this to him. Tell him I'll meet him down at the station after the coroner's done here. He can file a report, and we'll see if... This is his girl.
Pick up the body. Identify, rather. All right, Joe comes back to you, says, I spoke to the detective. I'm sorry, I can't let you onto the scene, but here's Detective Westfield's card. He's a good guy. He said if you meet him down at the station house, as soon as the coroner's done here, we can figure out what's going on with your little girl.
All right, you got to give me something here, Joe.
You gotta let me know, you know, what happened to this girl. Where? I mean, obviously the girl that I'm talking about that I described matches the description of the dead girl. You gotta tell me, what happened? Where is she? You know, do they have any suspects? Like, give me something here, Joe.
How do you could either go with persuasive purity, you know, she's my daughter, you gotta, you know, mm-hmm. help a brother out, so to speak, or persuasive deceit, you know, to...
Yeah, I'm gonna use persuasive deceit.
Okay.
Is Joe a father?
Two tens.
Yeah, He looks like he's about the right age where, you know, he could have a daughter her age. So he pulls you aside and he says, "Look, she's stabbed up pretty bad. You really don't want to see."
Was there anything else? You know, you find any weapons? Any like?
It looked like she'd been in a struggle. Joe didn't get as close a look at the body as they did, obviously. His job was basically just to cordon off the area. So he says, it looked like she was in a fight.
And lost.
Lost pretty badly. There wasn't very much blood. Mm-hmm. Something I should have pointed out to you guys as well.
So she was
dumped here.
Listen, I'm sometimes, you know, I have this suspicion that she was into drugs. Could that have been involved?
I did see a little baggie sticking out of her pocket.
All right. Look. Here, I'm gonna give you my cell phone number, Joe. I know this is a tough request, but if you find anything out, if you could just give me a call, you know, like I said, one father to another.
All right, we'll do.
Thank you. And I'm going to leave.
All right. Let's see.
Oh,
so, Ed, that'll...
Shit.
What?
No, that's what I say as I drive around.
Yeah.
You have to report in tomorrow with bad news.
Oh, excuse me.
You're excused.
So, Ed, I'll say that ends your scene.
Mm-hmm.
You can slide a point if you want, mm-hmm. or you can make a case for any of the...
Well, I feel like I should take a point of selfishness, because I stole information.
Yeah, I'll let that slide. You totally took him in with your bullshit. So...
You know, I got him to trust me, or whatever. What's the slide for?
You could thugs. Wrath to defiance.
It could be that one, wrath to defiance, or any of the qualities. Excuse me, that are on the same line.
Mm-hmm.
So honesty to deceit. Or purity to corruption, or courage to wrath, or defiance to endurance.
Yeah, I'm going to do wrath to defiance.
All right, and that's your profession specialty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So does the coroner show up?
Yeah.
Can they establish a time of death?
Let's see. I'm not even gonna. That's that's gonna take them a little while.
Okay.
Did she have identification on her?
No, she had no.
The only thing she had on her was the baggie and the ring.
She had the baggie and the ring.
All right. Any tattoos or identifying marks or anything like that?
Yeah, she has a rose tattooed on her hip. You would have seen it.
Oh, okay.
Because she wasn't wearing pants.
Oh.
So where was the meth then?
In the pocket of her
sweatshirt. Pocket. Okay.
Yeah, she was wearing a sweatshirt. Looks like a tank top, underneath too, and she was stabbed through that, and they dumped her without her pants. All right. So, anything you guys want to do before your scene wraps up and we start something else?
Have we found all the clues? Has the music stopped playing?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything. I'm trying to think, is there anything else?
I'm thinking about how I can ID her from this.
Also got to find the place of the murder.
Yeah.
The crime.
The large footprints. So Meyer traced James's footprints back to the alley.
Yes.
What about the other set of footprints?
The other set of footprints.
You take them old?
You know, it looks like someone drove through here, climbed out of the car, put her body there. So there are tire tracks.
All right, so we'll get pictures and mold of the tire tracks, too.
I have a feeling I'll be calling Meyer later and be like, you know what to do with my molds.
Okay.
All right.
Or I'll just buy new shoes.
So now, I guess that'll wrap up your scenes, too. You guys get a free quality slide, and you can also make cases if you want. I mean, I gave James the point of demonstration for understanding something new.
All right, yeah, I'll take it.
Give you guys the same thing if you want.
You guys rolled that well, too.
And then I'm going to slide that over to Observation.
Alrighty.
Should Meyer get an Observation as well? Because he figured out where I was.
Get taken by surprise?
I doubt he was expecting to see me there.
Well, Meyer, you can take either one. Demonstration or Observation.
I will take... I'll take Demonstration, I guess.
Okay, for understanding something new.
Yeah.
All right, so James, you've got all this information now. You got pictures.
I gotta go through my computer and stuff and figure out any missing persons, see if I can find out who this girl is.
All right, how far do you want to extend your search radius?
I was going
to
do the main state that I'm in and the few states around it.
Okay, so North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to do observation stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
I leave Billy a message and ask him if he finds out before I do who she is to let me know. But I figure if I'll try doing something.
I'm going to say that's going to be patient observation.
Patient observation.
And go with it. Give yourself a plus one bonus, so that's plus one die.
Awesome. Pairs of sixes.
Pair of sixes. Pairs
of sixes. Six.
All right, you check the missing persons reports in the areas around where you are for the past couple of weeks. Nobody's gone missing that fits her description.
I figured. All right, no. All right. What about the... Can I clean up the picture of the ring like that I have and see if I can find out anything about that? Maybe that'd be way too in detail. That would I need like to find out who probably made it, who sold it, where they bought it.
If you had the ring, yes, that would be.
Yeah, I'm saying
traceable,
like, just from a picture, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, but no.
Has meth been a problem in town recently, Ryan?
It's come up.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
Because James knows my secret, so I'm assuming I know.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that...
Do you know he's... The question is, do you know he's in town? Because, James, where are you from originally? You're not from Williston.
No.
All right, okay, so I don't know he's in town.
Milwaukee.
But he's also been Milwaukee.
He's been here long enough that I know his secret, though.
Well, yeah, I tried
uncovering that death that you guys covered up a while back.
He's been a thorn in your side for a while.
So if he's been in town for a while, I probably know he's in town.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people coming in and out of town.
Yeah, there are thousands and thousands of people coming through here every day. So, like I said, there are people are living in RVs parked on other people's lawns. It's fucking crowded. You don't know who's in town. You know what? Give me Ed. Either give me understanding corruption.
Okay, I only have one dot.
You only have one dot, so nothing there.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can make a case for that you've, you know, to get that information through the grapevine? Understanding corruption, understanding purity would work too. To let you do a patient observation.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. Not a very good detective.
Right. Yeah. Was there, like, any, like, you said there's, like, you know, there's people everywhere. It's crowded. Was there, like, apartments near the trains, then?
There, as I said, there are people pretty much parked in their RVs, wherever there's room. People have been setting up what they call man camps, which are like trailer parks. Think like the dormitory from hell. Mm. Like six guys living in bunk beds in a trailer.
Bunk beds!
Because it's basically, you know, they work there for 2 weeks, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of off time. They, you know, crash in their beds. And then usually they go home because they're itinerant workers who are getting paid like six-figure salaries pretty much. So they can afford.
I'd probably get some of the black and whites that go around and ask some questions about the locals.
Yeah, talk to whoever's nearby who may have seen something.
All right. In that case, Meyer, give me a patient observation.
I give myself absolutely no patience or understanding.
Yeah. Two tens.
Two tens.
Go, Billy.
All right.
Wait, don't you have to have at least one dot in everything, otherwise you...
In all of the main ones.
The big ones. Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah.
What don't you have a dot in?
Patience and understanding.
You need to have a dot in patience.
Because then you go berserk.
Because otherwise, if you don't have a dot in patience, you go berserk. And if you don't have a dot in understanding, then you despair and you can't do anything. Because you've lost faith in humanity. Sorry, I should have looked at your sheet before we started.
He's crazy and sad. He's crad.
He's crad.
But
all right, so yeah, Meyer, one of the black and whites comes back with a report. I spoke to one of the guys living in the RV down there. Says that he saw a Rosedale Petroleum truck drive through here around 4 a.m.
All right.
Rosedale is one of the big oil companies. Think like Halliburton.
All right.
You want to take the truck? I'll go see if I can track down the ring.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a jeweler in town? Oh, whose scene are we on? Before we get to Kamala.
We'll finish up James. James, do you want to do anything that involves talking? You could talk to people, you know, because you do have sort of eyes and ears network of contacts. See if anybody saw anything.
Can I have cleaned up the picture of the girl's face, and it's just her face, and see if people... I could do that, like, see if anyone's seen her around. See if anybody's been down that alley.
Yeah, sure. Give me, patience... Either patient generosity or patient selfishness, whichever's higher.
Pair of fours.
Alright, what did you roll there?
Patience and generosity.
Patience and generosity. Alright. So you approach people with the pure, high-minded standards of your profession. You know, you want to get to the bottom of this. And you feel like it'll help the community a lot if you do.
I'm here for them. I'm here to let people know what's going on down here.
You get a hit. You know, one of the roughnecks just coming off shift. He's covered in dirt, you know. Oil spattered all over his clothes.
Looks like he was having a fun time.
Looks like he wants a shower very desperately. He sees the picture and he says, "Yeah, I know her."
I apologize for bothering him.
That's Bianca.
Any last name, or just he just knows her as Bianca?
I she's a stripper. I don't fucking know her last name. I didn't ask about her life story.
Which strip club?
She works over at the Tees. There are two strip joints in town. One of them is called Giggles, and the other one is called Madam Teasdale's, or the Tees.
Alrighty. I thank him very much for his information. I think I'm going to head down there.
So you're going to go over to the Tees? Alright, that'll be your next scene.
Alrighty.
Akos.
Yeah, I realize we should find out who this girl is first. So, I'm going to get a picture of her face, which we have.
All right.
I'm going to start asking around, see if anyone knows her.
All right.
Go over to the strip clubs too, and
yeah,
make a move over there.
You would probably there are only a couple of places. If she's not a local girl, because this place is ridiculously white bread.
Right.
She must be from somewhere else.
Okay.
And there are only a couple of places where girls from other places would be in town. Either the strip clubs, or the chain restaurants.
Right. So that's where I'll start.
All right. Just give me, again, either patient generosity or patient selfishness. Whichever's higher.
Nothing. 7, 8, 10.
No, you're not hitting. You're not hitting the right places. You go over. To the Chili's and start asking around. You think she might be a waitress?
Mm-hmm.
Because she looks way too young to be a stripper.
Right. Huh.
So you're not having any luck there.
All right. Well, if I exhaust all the chain restaurants and nothing's there, I guess I'll try the strip clubs. All
right. That's going to take you a couple of hours, though.
Okay.
So we'll get back to you. So, Ed, what are you up to?
Can I call Meyer and let him know?
Calling Alex.
You're going to call Alex's character?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're just coming out of the Chili's, and your cell phone rings.
Hello? Yes, this is Detective Westfield.
All right, here's the deal. You're going to go back to the station, and you're going to talk to me, and I'm going to be pretending to be this girl's father, and you're going to go along with it. Otherwise, I'm going to tell everybody what I know.
I'm sorry, who the fuck is this?
It's Tortuga.
Tor who?
This is...
I know he knows, but do I know who he is?
Well, that depends. Ed, does he know who you are?
I assume he probably know who I am.
Why? How?
Well, you know his secret.
For information.
Right.
All right, so
yeah, but
if he doesn't know, let's turn this into
Ed knows my secret.
Let's turn this into an attack.
Okay.
So, Ed, what are you attacking of his? You could attack his purity. You can attack his honesty. You can attack his courage. Throw him off base. Make him.
I would say I'm probably attacking his purity because I'm trying to get him to do something.
You want to make him more corrupt.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to use his secret?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Akos,
mm-hmm.
What, you had a 2-point secret?
Yeah. All
right. So, Ed, what are you attacking with? I'd say you could use persuasive honesty if you're actually, you actually don't give a shit about spilling his secret. Mm-hmm. You could use persuasive deceit, and you're going to get a 2-point bonus.
I could use persuasive deceit.
All right, so in that case, you're not actually going to tell his secret because that would ruin the leverage you have on him. And Akos, you can defend if you want.
Okay.
Using only whatever you want. You can use understanding corruption or understanding deceit.
Should I use... Yeah, I guess I'll use understanding deceit, because if he's lying to me, then I'd want to try to see through his lie.
Okay. So roll them bones, and Ed, you get a +2.
Wait, your dice are made of bones?
Yep.
I wish my dice was made of bones.
What kind of bones?
I had nothing.
Pose.
What kind of, like...
Oh, so, Ed, what did you get?
Person. I think I want people bones.
Oh. I rolled 7 dice and also got nothing.
Oh.
All right, so... yeah.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I got nothing.
I want unicorn bones.
So we just go like this?
From the mystical land of magic.
What happens?
Here's the thing.
Defensive
he one. Seems to have no idea who you are, so you realize that he might not know who you are and what you know.
Right.
Well, in a tie, who wins? Offensive.
Nothing happens because basically Ed is trying to talk Alex into doing this.
So I'll try it again.
And Alex is just. I'm going to say you're too confused.
Someone just called me up and is like, "Hey, like, do this."
Say what I know.
I'm just curious. What if someone rolled they both enrolled 2 sixes or something? What would happen in a tie though?
Then the defender's dice would gobble the attacker's dice.
Okay.
Like Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me put it to you another way.
You're going to have to actually drop the bomb to it. Just make it explicit and tell him what he doesn't want other people to know.
So, should I say it out loud because I'm now here?
Well, where are you right now?
Here. They'll
us, will you, us yeah. as oh. real.
Yeah, why not?
Me and Billy will hear.
All right, why don't I spell it out for you? I know about the kid, and I know about Starla.
Who the fuck is this?
I told you, Tortuga.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
No. Now it should. But you can call me, let's say, Chavez. I'll be Jose Chavez when I come into the station, and... I'm a grieving father.
You're that asshole who came down to the crime scene before, aren't you?
You're smart.
Well, do you want to roll it again? Because
sure.
if you want to attack him, and Alex, you
so
can...
So, I guess,
You can either be purely defensive, or you could do some sort of counterattack.
Well, could I use understanding deceit again to try to see through his... I mean, he's not lying, so I guess it'd have to be understanding honesty or something?
But he's lying about telling everybody...
Yeah, he's lying about the fact... Because he doesn't want to give up the leverage he has on you.
Okay.
So you could use understanding deceit.
All right, we'll do that. Pair of ones.
I got 2 4s.
You got 2 4s? So Ed wins. Alex, mm-hmm. He was attacking your purity, so you slide a point of purity over to corruption.
All right, so I have no purity left.
All right, now here's the thing. You don't have to give in to him, but if he keeps attacking you, he's going to start attacking your understanding directly.
Okay.
So if you don't, you know, you don't have to be happy about giving in to him, but if you want to keep going with this fight...
No, it's okay. Fine. What did your name say? Jose Chavez?
Yeah.
When are you going to be at the station?
I'll be at the station in 2 hours. I'll get some lunch. And then I want you to find a way to get me in on this. I want to be with you every step of the way.
All right. I'll get you in.
Thank
I'm going
you.
To hang up my phone. Now, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to call the desk sergeants. Now, is there any way I could convince them, like, if he starts blabbing about me to other officers, what, I mean, I know I don't want my secret to get out, but I'm just trying to say, because I could just call them and tell them to arrest him as soon as he walks in because he's a suspect in this murder.
Yeah, that would be completely up to you. But, again, since you didn't win that contest,
mm-hmm.
you... honestly believe that he will have no problems
just
spilling your secret.
Okay.
So it's up to you what your character would do in that situation.
Right.
And this is one of those instances where player conflict is, you know, sort of encouraged by the system, because now Ed can probably make a case for, I don't know, wrath maybe, or...
Mm-hmm.
What else... Corruption you couldn't do because it's for no gain. Alex, you could probably make a case for honesty, suffer from being deceived, or deceit, have your faith betrayed. You know?
I would say honesty, because I have suffered and I have been deceived.
Right.
Or I am suffering.
I would say wrath for me.
Okay.
I will, however, I am going to call up the desk sergeant and ask him to start running background searches on anyone named Tortuga.
Okay.
Just because I have 2 hours to figure out who the fuck this guy is. And I would just have to find something more damning on him than he has on me.
All right. We'll say with the searching and...
Oh, yeah, no, that's going to take a while.
Between the searching and the phone call, that was your scene, so you guys get your points. You could do the free quality slide.
Can I slide that point back from corruption to purity?
Yeah, if you want.
All right, I'm going to do that, because I don't like having zero. I had the idea of just putting X's in the boxes.
Yeah. Like so.
Okay. So, Meyer, I guess we'll go on over to you then. So, you've had your black and whites canvassing the neighborhood.
Yep.
Your partner went off with a picture of the girl to see if he can locate, you know, see if she can identify her.
I'm going to Rosedale.
You checking out the trucks?
Yep. That was what the partner said to do. I'm going for it. I go for Rosedale. He goes to find a...
Find out who she is.
Yeah, who she is.
All right. We'll say Rosedale has a little encampment to the south of town. They're the frackers.
I snorted and I had chips in my mouth.
Ouch.
It was right down my throat.
Alex, you shouldn't breathe chips.
I'm sorry.
You shouldn't breathe at all. Breathing's bad for you.
Chips. Remember when you used to like chips in?
Yeah.
All right.
They've got like a little motor pool set up. Let's say the guy in charge, his name is Miles, and he's sort of sitting at
Miles O'Brien.
Sitting at a little guard station. Okay. He's got a little clipboard with a roster on it.
How you going, man? I'm a detective. Don't ask some questions.
Yes, detective. How can I help you?
I'm here to investigating a crime scene that happened early today. I have a witness who said that at 4 a.m. one of your
petroleum,
one of your petroleum trucks were that by.
Four a.m. Let me check the roster here. He takes a clipboard down from the nail on the wall, starts flipping through. We didn't have any shipments in or out at that hour, Detective. You're welcome to take a look yourself. Right. But nothing's official.
Alright. So you look at the what what's the times on the
it's basically, you know, an in out sheet. Oh, need a minute, I guess?
No.
Looks like they've got about a dozen tankers and some open dump trucks, you know, for carting away the fill from the well that they take out.
Was this asked? I wasn't entirely patient. Was there any buildings with like security cameras around that area?
Should
have asked that earlier.
You could check, but I'm just gonna say no.
Okay.
I guess I'll take some of the names, people came out. Like,
take a couple of the drivers' names down.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll talk to them. Miles starts complaining at you. He says, "You know, they fucking send these kids up here. You know, as long as they can spell their own goddamn names without too many mistakes, they give them a commercial vehicle license." And send them up here to drive trucks.
Thinking any of these kids just take out the trucks by themselves and don't, you know, check in or out of it?
He snorts and he goes, "Certainly not on my shift."
Are you working this morning?
I wasn't on this morning. That'd be Pat.
All right.
We'll give you Pat's address.
What's that? It's Pat.
So say they sort of have a little bit of a chow line, kind of a mess. You can go talk to some of the drivers that are around, but they've got people. Obviously, the people who signed out between probably like 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock are still out on runs because they're headed about 2-3 hours south, and there's always horrible traffic on I-2. So there are a couple of people who you can try to find people who came back.
All right, I guess I'll talk to some people.
All right. So how are you going to approach them? I'll give this a social role. You can use either cunning observation or patient generosity, patient selfishness. Just, you know, depending on what angle you want to take. So, if you wanted to just ask people and sort of watch for their reactions, that would be cunning observation. If you wanted to, you know, sort of chat them up a bit and you know, convince them that they should help you out, that would probably be patient selfishness. Or if you, you know, angled it in some way that there was something in it for them. That would probably be cunning generosity, actually. So I'll give you any of those combinations.
So it's patience, generosity, patience, selfish, or cunning.
Patience will take a little bit longer. Patience would be more like starting a whole conversation and then working your way around. But if you're just canvassing, then.
So. Yes.
Cunning. Let's see where I want to go. I guess cunning generosity. I'll chat them up a bit and then.
Okay. You sort of convince them that it's in their best interest to help you out.
Yeah.
Even though they're tired and they don't give a fuck.
Yep. You idiot.
All right, go ahead, roll it. And tell me what you say.
Two threes.
Two threes. Respectable.
Let's see. I go, I guess, some of the guys, if they know of any, about, any guys who take, the trucks out without signing them in or out.
One of the guys goes, "Oh, we're not supposed to do that," and then the rest of them just sort of go, "Oh, you know,"
yeah.
And just sort of egging him on. He goes, "No, shit, man, nobody does that. You know, it's not worth it. Lose your job doing that shit."
Then, like, I guess I ask if they seen any seen lovely ladies of Latina flavor hanging around here. Any lovely Latinas hanging around it.
Roll four dice.
Alright.
Tell me how you do it. If you get any matches.
I got two nines.
Two nines.
Oh.
There's a very skinny gentleman standing among the truckers. Looks like he'd be about 120 pounds soaking wet. He's about 5'4" or so. Looks really young, like 19, 20 years old. When you ask if they've seen any girls of, you know, Latina persuasion,
yeah.
I believe his words were Latina flavor.
Latina flavor. Excuse me. This kid sort of blushes and gets very interested in his shoes. And one of his friends said, "Yeah, but Timmy has," and then everybody laughs.
I go with Timmy then. Timmy, was it?
Timmy.
Yeah, Tim. Tim Camilla.
Sorry, everyone listening. I just hit the table.
So, what would you kick the table for?
I hate it.
So, what do you know about some lovely mamacitas?
I would love to be interviewed by you, Billy. Eh?
Well, this is... It's silly. It really is stupid.
Well, talk to me, man.
You see, there's this girl. She works down at the T's.
Yeah.
Her name is Bianca.
Yeah.
Oh, you should, you know. She's an angel. Dark. Curly hair, just the way it falls over her shoulders, and she wears this lipstick. It's
Does she
it's
have
like peaches.
I've had some tattoos. I love a girl with tattoos.
He's again just sort of blushes, and he goes, she's got this rose on her hip.
Yeah.
I love the way it moves.
So the T's, was it?
Yeah.
Where were you yesterday? Watching the lovely, what was the name again? Oh, there. Beyonce?
Some of it now.
So, yeah. I went down there, and everybody in the group starts laughing at this point. And they say to him, "Well, yeah, we forgot to ask you, Kenil, man. How did it go?"
Well, what?
They punched him in the arm. And he again just kind of looks down at his shoes, and he goes, "She said no."
What? Oh, wait. So she
proposed.
Wait, you proposed to her?
I know it was stupid. Think you know...
Where's the ring, then?
I told her to keep it.
So what happened after that? She must have been pretty pissed off at you. She said no.
I was disappointed, but, you know, I decided to go home and sleep it off. Had an early shift today, and... Like I said, it was just stupid.
Can anyone vouch for your whereabout? Anyone home last night, Tim?
At this point, the general mood just sort of shifts.
Yes, it does.
Everybody else takes a step back, and you know, they realize that you guys are in serious fucking territory.
Yeah.
And he goes, "No, I was home by myself. Everybody else was out on shift. Why? What happened?"
You can arrest them on suspicion.
Yes, I'm like, "Well, Tim, I think you
Well, ask him to come down to the station.
How about
before you arrest
yeah,
him?"
Yeah, well, I was like, "How about
you can't arrest him for
you come down to the station for me and answer some questions."
Well, you could arrest him and hold him for 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could hold somebody.
No, you can hold someone, you can't charge them.
Right.
Arrest is just being put
in the police
station.
You could come with me on your own free will, or I can now right now arrest you on suspicion and hold you for 24 hours. I think it's for your best interest, though. Just come to the station, ask some questions.
Okay, what happened, though? You never...
Explain on the way.
I'll explain at the station.
Okay. I'll go with you. And, you know, you leave everybody there to...
Did you find out her name?
Did they say Beyonce?
Bianca.
Bianca. Probably a fake name.
Do you want to call and let me know?
Oh, yeah.
After you got him in the car.
Yep. I make sure he's in the back seat so he can't... I call you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I have a guy for questioning.
Really?
Yep. Also, I have a name, Bianca. But she works at the T's. I'm not sure if that's a real name or a stripper name.
At the T's. I haven't been over there yet. All right, I'll go talk to Henrietta. Or what? Who's the owner of the T's?
Henrietta.
All right, Henrietta.
You don't want to come with me and ask some questions?
I'll be down there a little bit. Let me talk to Henrietta. Maybe she has some files or papers or something. We can find out this girl's real name.
All right. You find anything on your end?
No, I was checking the diners and all the restaurants. Nothing came up.
Okay.
I'll head over to the T's then.
All right.
All right. So, Meyer, we'll call your scene there.
Yep.
You can get a free quality slide, and again, you can make your case for anything...
Let's see what.
Go from selfishness.
Selfishness.
He didn't steal.
He understood
something. He could get
demonstration. That's what I was thinking. I didn't think everything.
Well, he kind of mulled them into giving up a lot of information. I consider that kind of stealing.
You tormented the kid a little bit.
You did torment the kid.
I would say you really have to torment somebody.
Yeah. I was a nice guy.
I would say demonstration of it.
Yeah, I would say.
You understood something new. Yeah, that's fine. You can get another... And then you get the slide if you want.
Yep.
I mean, this list is here to encourage you guys to do these things in scenes,
right.
You know, for character development. So, Meyer, you were perfectly within your rights to, you know, like, slam the kid up against the wall and be like, "You fucking killed her, didn't you?"
Mm-hmm.
She said no, and you knifed her.
Hey,
that's what we do in the police
station.
The
interrogation.
Not in front of a bunch of truckers.
Tortuga.
I'm going to torment the kid later when I show her the pictures of what happened to the girl he
proposed
to.
What he did to his girlfriend.
Yeah, what he did to the girl he proposed to.
Okay.
You were into her vagina? Are you into this vagina? Are you into this vagina?
All right, so can I head over to the T's?
Wanted to check in on James, because we haven't seen James in a while.
Yeah.
Good. I like it that way.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because you're ugly.
But
you
I
look
love
like
you.
And your hair looks like it's Wolverine.
So, yeah, James, you haven't turned up anything with the missing persons reports.
I found out her name was Bianca, though.
Yes, you found out her name is Bianca. She works at the T's. So you can head on over to the T's as well.
I was actually going to call Myers' character and let him know, like, look, I found out a name. Apparently she's a stripper at the T's. Apparently she goes under the name of Bianca.
Yeah, I got that.
Right, okay, you got that? Alright, so I'm...
I'm a detective.
I use my...
I got it before you did. What I do.
How about this? Instead of calling me, though, give me texts.
Texts?
In case I'm with my partner, alright?
Alrighty. Alright, I'm actually heading down there now to the T's.
Yep.
Alright, so this will be a hilarious pair of scenes, because you're headed to the T's,
right.
And he's headed to the T's.
Oh, wait, I know that.
And
I,
you're
I,
headed to the station, oh, yeah, and wait. He's headed to the station.
Wait, I don't want him to go to... T's. I'll be like, wait. My partner's going to T's. Don't go right now.
All right, don't go now?
No, I don't want you. Don't
go. No, you should totally let him go to the T's.
Oh, both of us asking questions. The officer, I just told the officer everything I know. What officer? That one. Oh, shit.
I would say let James go, because this is me trying to pull him into the game.
All right.
So...
Fine, go. But make sure you don't link me to meet me to you.
Yeah, it's no problem. Do you find anything on your end? Other than what I had already found out that
maybe look into Rosedale Trucking. There was a truck there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Alrighty.
And you've got a Tim Keneally in
here.
In custody.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say it to Tim's face.
Yeah.
You take a smarter man than me to connect that.
When I get to the station, I text him, look up like a Tim community.
All right. So who wants to go first? Maya running into Ed at the station, or Alex running into James at the strip club?
Well, let's go with me and James, because we're both heading that way now.
All right.
Ed said to meet him there in 2 hours, and... Well, I have a feeling you're going to wind up late.
Meyer did some hoof work, so...
Well, Meyer was doing his hoof work while I was doing my hoof work.
Yeah.
So I figured those ended at pretty much the same
roughly the same time.
Hoof the dough.
No.
Still, I think that Ed and Meyer are going to be arriving at the station at roughly the same time.
Right.
And you guys are going to be arriving at the...
At the T's.
Strip club. Yeah. So yeah, you guys get to the T's. The T's is the less classy establishment in town.
Are we gonna have it that I arrive first? Because I doubt I'm gonna go in noticing a cop car outside.
You probably don't have a black and white squad car.
No, it's probably not a black car.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's an unmarked.
There's a Crown Vic out front.
Okay. Well, that doesn't scream undercover.
So yeah, there's it's.
I'll even hold the door open for James.
Do you know him?
I
would say you might.
Oh.
Because remember, he's the reporter.
He's been around. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, in that case, I wouldn't hold the door open for him.
You just kind of slam it on me. Jerk.
It's probably around 9 or 10 in the morning at this point.
Oh, so no.
So there's no one there.
Yeah, it's dead.
No, actually, there...
Oh, right, because they're all getting off shift.
There are a lot of people in there. This place pretty much stays open continuously.
Continuously?
Continuously. With the strippers and the prostitution.
And the jello pudding box.
And my wife, Camille!
And the expensive drinks. Anyway. I'm gonna say since it's the night shift that just got off, the place isn't packed wall to wall, but there are a fair number of customers.
Mm-hmm. And the town is nearly as good as it should be.
I suppose I would have spoken to Henrietta before.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm gonna go back.
You can have whatever kind of relationship with Henrietta you want, you know, whether it's your old friends, or, you know, you tolerate her business even though it's pure sin, whatever you want, you know.
You can be like that guy from CSI in the Dominatrix.
Can I be like her best friend, because I used to be a big customer there for a lot of my downtime?
Sure.
Awesome.
You've got some money to throw around. So do all these. it's pretty much the same rates you'd get at any of the strip clubs around here. $20 a lap dance, you know, plus extras.
Yeah. Somebody's been going
60 times.
I just remember Bill spent $150
on lap dances.
On lap dances,
yes, he did.
One night.
Not bad.
160, because it had to be divisible by 20. That was a lot of lap dances.
All right, so do James and I see each other as we walk in?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Unless one of you wants to make an effort not to be seen.
I'm not hiding.
Yeah, you're. So yeah,
I'm pretty sure we just kind of both see each other.
It's detective.
Like, Westfield.
What are you doing here?
Strip club. What are you doing here?
Murder.
Oh, that's not my department.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Who? May I ask?
It's police business, Knox.
Oh, come on.
You know better than that.
Anything. Just, you never give me anything. Come on, crumbs.
You're right. I never give you anything. Because I don't like you.
I know. But we could learn to like each other.
Just. Leave me alone, Knox. Go crawl back under whatever rock you came out of.
I came out of this rock, so I'm going to go crawl back in here.
Yeah, well, fine. Go back into your bottle. I need to go talk to Henrietta. I'm going to walk back to the office.
I was going to go talk to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you taking my woman?
You. Henrietta.
All right, seriously, don't look at me like that.
an enormous man standing at the door.
Me?
crew cut, ex-Marine type. He holds the door for you. He says, officers of the law, get in free.
Thanks a lot. I'm assuming I know his name.
Yeah.
Small town.
Call him
Kyle. Is he local?
Yeah.
So, Paul.
Paul, okay. Ah.
Thanks, Paul.
Is he local? Yeah. Oh, so his name is Paul.
Well, I meant that if he's local, right, we'd probably know who they were.
Right.
I call him Big Easy. That's his nickname.
This is a local strip club for local people.
For local perverts.
There's nothing for you here.
Big Easy.
So, Paul holds the door for you. He puts out his hand, stops you.
Ah, come on.
$5 for douchebags.
Seriously, we go through
the... I pat Paul on the back as I walk in.
Of course he's friends with your father, isn't it?
He glares at you.
Oh, is the hate for me?
Just went up to 10.
Tell me I slept with...
Cover charges went up.
Did I sleep with a sister? Is that why he hates me so much?
Whether or not you did, you certainly tell him you did enough. We'll say that Akos gets first crack at
Henrietta.
Fine, while he's distracted with her, I'm going to canvass the ladies on the poles and the customers.
He just throws a big canvas over.
Yes, I do. I take the ball home with me so he doesn't have anybody to talk to.
I just walk outside. There's no one there.
Like 5 minutes.
The best heist ever.
Henrietta is an enormously fat, bleached blonde woman. She's wearing a fedora and a cocktail dress that is way too tiny on her. She greets you with a big hug.
I'll hug her right back. Hey, Henrietta, how are you?
Detective Westfield, how have you been? It's been a while since I've seen you in here.
Yeah, well, been busy. Can we talk in your office? Need to ask you some questions.
Sure. Step right this way.
Sure, talk in her office. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell her large words.
I'm gonna once we're in and close the door, I'm gonna show her the picture. Do you know this girl?
Oh my goodness, that's Bianca.
Yeah, we found her this morning.
She sits down. I tell my girls to be careful.
Henrietta, do you know her last name? Is her real name even Bianca?
She says, well, I don't do much in the way of record keeping, detective. She has a filing cabinet. She opens it up, starts slipping through. We don't pay our dancing girls. Everything's strictly off the books, so I don't really bother with tax forms or anything like that. I did check her ID though. Here it is. She pulls out
photocopy.
Yeah, photocopy of her ID. State of California, Bianca Vale, 21 years old.
Bianca Vale.
And you can tell just from the photocopy that is a fake.
Yeah, now, does this look real?
Give me a cunning observation.
I can do that. Pair of sevens.
Pair of sevens. Okay, For a photocopy, it looks like a California ID. Everything's in the right place. You can't tell if it's got the, you know, any kind of holographic mark or watermark or anything like that on it. Here's the thing. You're not sure that she would have looked into it that deeply, but you're guessing that chances are if you ran the ID,
it would be
fake. Because saying that girl is 21 is an incredible stretch.
Right. So go that way. Uh-huh. Right. So I'll pass it back to her after I take all the notes down. Does it have an address for her in California?
Yeah.
No, so I'll write that down too, even though it's probably not her. did she have a locker or anything here?
We've been keeping the girls in pretty close quarters. I think she shares a locker with Tamara.
Is Tamara here?
Yeah. She's dancing right now. Would you like me to call her?
In a minute. How long has Bianca been working here?
Gosh, I think she came in about 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks. Any idea where she's been staying?
Oh, I think she had a room with a couple of fellas over at the Paradise Gates.
Couple of fellas?
Yeah, she said she felt safer that way.
Now, what is Paradise Gates?
It's a local trailer park.
Okay.
Basically, in present-day Williston, a pile of people.
Gotcha. So she's living in a trailer with a bunch of guys.
Yes.
Okay.
The strippers here do fairly well. They make at least $1,000 every shift.
Right. So she's got a good amount of money if she's been here for 6 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Bianca, she popular with the guys here?
Popular enough.
Ever get any trouble? Anyone threatening her? Accosting her?
Bianca, haven't had any complaints. There's that one guy, though. He always comes in here, goofy-looking kid.
But did you give me the guy's name?
No.
Ah.
Because he was right in the back seat.
Oh, that's when you were talking to James.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, Meyer has... I don't think Meyer has contacted you to say that he has...
He said he had a suspect.
Yeah, no, yeah, he called
he's,
me.
He's
said
got
he
someone
in custody.
Custody.
Yeah, I don't think I
but
said
But I don't think he gave you a name.
Goofy-looking kid? You got a name?
I think I heard the boys calling him Timmy.
Timmy. All right.
He's one starstruck son of a bitch. Comes in here almost every chance he gets. Never asks for any of the other girls. It's always Bianca.
Mm-hmm. Always Bianca. Interesting. All right. Well, you have my number, Henrietta. If anything comes up, let me know. And try to keep this on the down low. We really don't want the press sniffing around with this one.
Okay.
Eric.
We'll do it. James.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave and wait. Well, before I leave her, I want to, you know, when Tamara's done, I want to talk to her.
Okay. And speaking of Tamara, James.
Where's Tia?
Is Tamara giving you a dance?
I was gonna say. give me patient understanding corruption.
Hey, Alex. I'm Shepard.
Nothing?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to go up to the one strip I usually always go to for information.
Okay. Atos, does your stripper who you have the kid with, does she work at the T's or does she work at
Giggles? You said this is the less classier one?
Yes.
I assume she works at Giggles then.
Okay.
I do have some standard joint.
Oh, now
I love how the classier strip joint is called
now
Giggles.
Now your secrets definitely have.
It's all right.
Your secrets.
She got good boobs at least.
All right, so James, roll. Actually, I'll roll four dice. And I'll...
She's actually the girl from what do you call it? From Mars and. What do you call it?
Okay.
Lady?
Crystal.
Yeah.
Walks up to you. She's,
Did you just roll for Crystal?
No, I rolled to see if it was going to be Tamara. Oh. And it was not Tamara. James is not lucky tonight.
No.
So yeah, Crystal comes up to you. She's 6'3". She's got huge breasts.
She's the Amazon.
Yes. And she is dressed in a leopard print.
Huge
tracks. She's my usual for information?
Yes.
Okay.
She's your usual for a lot of things.
She's Russian. She must be Russian. I am Amazon.
Crystal, baby, my girl, I've missed you so much. Although I'm not here to play, I'm here for some information. What do you know about the Bianca girl that's been working here?
She kind of gives you a look, and she says,
"I have $100 sticking out of my."
Okay, in that case, she takes $100, and she starts dancing because.
If I may, I would just like to call bullshit on the journalist living out of his car,
having
$100 to tip a stripper.
I didn't say how I obtained it.
I know. I'm saying my suspension of disbelief has just been shattered.
He didn't say he was a real.
Well, here's the thing. I said in James's character description that he wants to get the story before the money runs out.
No. I know.
So I'm guessing he's got like a little bit of his savings. He came here looking for a story. So yeah, maybe not $100.
Yeah, maybe $50. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. We'll go with the $50. She takes the 50. You've got the next song and a half, pretty much, to get whatever information you want out of her. So she starts dancing. She goes, Bianca.
Not my personal choice. It's just I need to know stuff about her. I want you to love.
Don't worry, you're my number one girl.
Okay, James. Let me go change into my thong. She's a pretty woman.
Maya just said that.
Yes.
Thanks for
That's why
show.
I just said, let me go change.
It was funnier when
phone.
You said it wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, she says...
this could be exactly like Maya, that's why.
I didn't even hear what the two of you said.
Don't worry about it.
She says, I didn't know you liked him so young.
Thanks.
Ed is now dancing on top of James.
Ed is just...
Ed's a little excited.
Grinding into James.
Thank you, Ed. Just got horribly awkward.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
LARPing was a bad idea.
All right. Next note for next time, no LARPing strip club scenes. Yeah, so she says to you, I didn't know you liked him that young.
It's not for pleasure. It's strictly business. You're my only girl, and you know that.
She's not on right now, baby. She was on last night.
Ah, she was here last night, huh?
That's what I heard.
You know anything about her? Anything about her personal life?
I didn't ask her out of that.
I think she said she was from New Mexico or something.
That all you, that but, she doesn't talk about where she lives around here or what she does other than working here. Girls don't go out for drinks.
Well, we have gone out once or twice. I kind of feel weird around her because ain't no way she's old enough to be doing what she's doing.
So you're saying she's definitely not 18?
I don't ask questions because the money here is pretty good and I don't want to start any fights. But,
I understand.
Yeah, I think she's got a place over in the Paradise Gates. She lives with a couple of guys. I think they work at the Pizza Hut.
You guys are making things really awkward, just letting you know.
What, do you know, we're behind you?
Do you know any... I don't know what you're doing behind me. That's what I'm worried about.
Bianca. Crystal moves on. She reverses and starts grinding in your lap.
Okay. She
moves. Do you know anybody here that might know her a little more personally?
Well, she shares a locker with Tamara.
Okay. Was Tamara working?
No, yes, actually, yes, she is. She's on stage right now, but, she'll be down in a minute or two.
Isn't one of the sisters, Tia, Tamara?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A sister reference.
Sister!
I made the sister reference earlier.
Yeah, okay. And there's no Tia, it's just Tamara.
Yeah. Just saying.
Remember the Are You Afraid of the Dark where one of them was a little...
I have a card with my number on it with inside of a $20 bill. If you can find out any information you can about her, you let me know. And I just slip it to her.
Okay. It disappears. You don't know where it went.
I never know where it goes. She always fascinates me. I'm always staring at other things when she does that.
She has
that.
A very deep navel.
Any other information you want to get out of her? Because the first song is over, the second one's starting up.
All right. Let's see. What else could I possibly need to know? She was working last night. You know what time she got out of work?
I think she was supposed to get off at 4, but she got off earlier.
Okay. You know why?
Well, that's been a little bit of a story around here. Seems she had a marriage proposal.
Ooh. By, a loved one or an obsessed fan?
A loved one.
A loved one.
I
came into a strip club and proposed to her, yes.
I did text you the guy's name.
Oh, yeah. Was it,
Timmy.
Tim? Tim, Chameleon, right? Chameleon?
Tim Keneally.
Tim Chameleon.
I wrote...
Tim Chameleon.
I caught a line through it, so it looked like Chameleon to me.
Yeah, I think his name is Tim.
Tim Chameleon.
Tim Chameleon. He's Private Eye.
He's always coming in. God, Paul would have kicked him out, but it's cute. This is one time he baked Bianca a cake.
Wow, he must have really been obsessed
with his own pubes.
And all part of me is in you.
I ate her hair pie.
No, you don't understand. Stewie had some too.
Well, he was pretty harmless. You know, not like the usual violent shit that usually goes on around here.
I mean, he did say, I'm going to stab you several times in the vagina, but he probably didn't mean
it. So you just seemed like a little innocent guy that just was in love with a stripper?
Yeah.
I guess we could all be there. We've all been there at one point.
And last night, apparently, he came in, dressed to the nines, and popped the question.
I'm assuming she said no, and then got distraught and then went home early.
Well, from what I heard, she told him she wanted to talk to him, and they left together.
Wow. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I don't have it at the bottom anymore, so now I can't connect.
James is referring to his beard. Audience. This is exciting radio.
Dead silent.
All right, so
sorry, I was just like, I'm writing that they left together.
I'm gonna say you got time for one more question before the before the song ends.
I have a feeling I'm missing something important here.
Dead air.
I can't think of anything else to ask.
You sound a little like Will.
Well, I gave her my number with some money. Hopefully,
if she comes across anything, she'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, even though Alex still has to talk to
Tamara,
let's take a break and go to Ed and Meyer because they've been sitting here for a while.
So, is that the end of our scene?
Let's call that the end of your scene for now. Yay. So you guys can get a free quality slide, and if you want to make a case.
We're probably not going to be able to finish this game tonight.
No.
Is that
right? Well, how about this? It's 10:15 now.
Do their scene and then
finish up. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do their scene.
Can I just retcon a little bit and ask Henrietta what time Bianca was working?
Sure. She said her husband, Dan, was on the night shift.
Henrietta's husband.
Henrietta's husband, Dan, was on the night shift.
Okay.
He came in.
Now I know.
Told her the story.
Do people call him Dan the party man?
Dan the stripper man. No, yeah, he's the party man. So when they were, she came in about 5.
Henrietta
came in about 5. He left at 7, and he told her the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
She'll repeat it for you. Basically, this kid Tim came in. He looked like he looked like he came in dressed for the fucking prom, according to what Dan said. Waited patiently for Bianca to be done with her set, and then just knelt down and popped the question right in front of everyone.
Huh.
He said the place went stone cold silent, and you know how crowded this place is.
Yeah. What time was that?
That was about 12:30.
And then Bianca left with him.
Yeah, she was supposed to be on till 4, but she said she needed to straighten him out.
So that was what, around 1?
Around 12:30, I would say, according to Dan.
Thanks. Now if you can get Tamara in here, I'd appreciate it.
Sure, I'll call her in. All right, so we'll...
For that one last question I could have asked, should I ask who else was working that night, last night, the night before, so I talk to them?
Yeah, she gives you a few names.
Okay.
Nikki and...
Clicky.
I'm going to say I got another... I would make a case for another point of demonstration.
Because you understood something new?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to argue the same thing.
All right, go ahead. And then you get the quality slide. All right, so
slide that quality.
That was stupid, Alex. I hate everything you've done in your entire life.
So Maya, you're pulling up to the station.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go pee. You've got
I'm gonna go pee on you.
No,
Tim.
Timmy.
You haven't handcuffed Tim. You've not placed him under arrest. So
no.
As far as he knows, he's just going in for questioning, and you know. So you can leave him in one of the interrogation rooms if you want for a little bit to sweat.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to just dive right into it.
No, I'm going to put him in one of the rooms, ask him if he wants anything to drink.
Okay, and just let him wait for a little while.
Yeah.
All right.
Go and eat like a burger smothered with onions and...
Get some of the photos ready.
Ed, you arrive at the Williams County Municipal Building.
I'm going to get into character.
The municipal building.
I'm hanging out in my office eating a donut, drinking some coffee.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
this game isn't offensive to anyone.
No, we've hit
Bill Cosby, Latinos,
Bill Cosby, and cops.
North Dakota,
and everyone from Williston, North Dakota. It's not a Ragnarok game until at least one of our key demographics, like Williston, North Dakota
has been alienated.
Yes. Yeah,
but none of them are as bad as Twizzle.
And Twizzle's terrible. So you walk into the building. There's a line of desk sergeants.
I'm going to walk in, wringing my hands.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Yes. Can I speak to Detective Westfield, please?
You have an appointment.
My name is Jose Chavez. I was told that he would be here. He was investigating a missing persons case. Or a Jane Doe case. He found a...
I was going to say, Detective Westfield is in homicide. Oh, my God. I'll go get someone for you. No.
He's investigating a Jane Doe case.
I believe he went on this morning. Hang on. Meyer, your phone rings.
Bring.
This is Wilkes. What's up?
Detective
Wilkes. What's up,
Detective Wilkes? This is Sergeant Manning at the front desk. You got a gentleman here named. You said your name was
Chavez. Jose Chavez.
He's looking for your partner.
I am too. Well, he's not here right now.
Harry hasn't checked back in. He's not here.
Oh, it's Henry now. Sorry.
Oh, it's Henry.
I changed it, yeah.
Henry hasn't checked back in. Should I send him back? Do you want to talk to him?
That's all right. I'll talk to him up front, I guess.
You're probably a little early, Ed. Because if I spoke to Meyer after I got off the phone with you,
right,
and then you said 2 hours, I haven't been at the strip club for 2 hours yet.
So. You spoke to him sort of toward the beginning of your.
I thought I spoke to him after. Though my understanding was that I went to all the restaurants and struck out. Then Ed called me. And while I was going to the restaurants, Meyer was at the depot. Then Meyer called me after Ed.
I called you.
I thought that he called you in the middle while you were going through the restaurants.
I thought it was that, because then I wouldn't have gone to the strip club because I wouldn't have had time to then get back to the police station.
Okay. See, I thought that you just didn't care.
I thought I was going to be back.
I might still be a little early.
Well, I mean, if I know I'm not going to be back, then I would have at least, like, called Meyer, the desk sergeant.
Okay.
And tell him to expect this guy.
So, yeah, we'll say that...
He's still a little early, but when I'm going to see him, you call, like, hey, by the way. I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. So,
on your way to the front desk, your cell phone rings.
Yeah. Hey, Al.
What's up?
Listen, there's a guy coming by, Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
I think he says he's the father of the girl.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Be nice to him, you know, fill him in on what we've got so far. He wants to know what's up with his daughter.
Are you sure he's the dad? You want me to say everything?
Be honest with you?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's the dad.
So then why do you want me to say everything? Then?
Because I need to play along with him for a little bit. Just trust me on this one, alright?
Alright. I guess when you come back, I guess we'll also have a little talk, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be like that time we had a little talk about your problem.
Yeah.
Now, again, do you want to turn this into... I know this is really weird to ask, but do you want to attack something of his?
I don't want to attack him.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're friends. We're partners. I'm just saying, right. Look, just, you know, give this guy what he wants. I'll say it to him. Look, just give this guy what he wants for now. I'm on my way back. I just have to talk to one of the strippers here.
All right. All right.
All right, so, you hang up the phone, you walk out to the front, and Mr. Chavez is standing there looking distraught.
Mr. Chavez?
Hello, you're not Detective Westfield?
No, he's still, out in the field investigating. Detective Wilkes, his partner.
I spoke to him earlier. He said that you were, investigating a Jane Doe case.
Yeah, that's right. Want to come to my office and we'll talk?
Yes.
I'll sit over here so you can talk to
me. I'm very concerned, you see. My daughter, Selena, was out last night.
Selena?
Yes, she's 16.
All right, well, as I said, let's go and talk to her.
All right. My daughter, she's been missing for a while, and I finally tracked her. She left home, and I tracked her here. I found her, she's been living here, I had her stay. I brought her back to my hotel room, and then she disappeared last night, and I hadn't heard from her.
So you're from here?
No, we're from, we're from New Mexico.
So what are you doing here, then?
Like I said, she disappeared weeks ago, about 6-7 weeks ago, and I tracked her down here. Hmm. I'm a private investigator, you see. It's what I do for a living. I'm a detective.
And you ever find out what she was doing here, then? Well, if you tracked her down here...
I tracked her down here, and I found that she was involved in drugs, and I think she might have been working at one of the strip clubs, or might have been involved in, you know, prostitution, but I don't... I hadn't gotten the chance to talk to her. She disappeared before I could talk to her.
Well, it's still pretty early in the investigation, but...
Do you guys... do you want to make a lie roll, see-through lie roll for that exchange?
Sure.
I mean, like I said, anytime you guys want to...
I don't think you get the two extra dice for that one.
Well, I'm lying.
Oh, yeah.
What am I doing? I'm just...
Ed, you would be persuasive deceit. Okay. And Meyer, you would be understanding deceit.
Okay.
Or cunning observation, whatever you want.
Yeah. I got 2 7s.
2 7s?
All right, cunning observation.
Now, the way this works is higher is better and wider is better.
Yeah.
The wider is only better if it matters.
What happens first? 2 6s.
2 6s. Yeah. All right, so, since that wasn't really an attack, Meyer, you don't have to slide anything.
Okay.
What he buys,
but I'm gonna say.
I buy what he's saying.
I'm not gonna tell you what to think of it.
Okay.
But he's definitely being very convincing.
All right.
And in light of what.
I mean, I just like. I think. Don't I have to see her and find out if it's her or something?
Yeah. You can arrange for him to view the body.
I can't stand that.
Well, we have some pictures, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do it either way. You can show him a picture, or you can...
Is the morgue in the place?
Yeah, the morgue would be...
that one was on accident. Sorry.
Probably in the basement.
I keep shifting myself so it doesn't happen.
All right, how about you take a trip for me out down to the morgue? And...
All right, let's... I'll follow you.
And we'll give have sweet, sweet love down in the morgue.
I go down
the morgue, I guess. All the bodies...
I go to the morgue guy, like, all right.
The morgue guy?
The morgue guy.
Hey, morgue guy.
He's
yo.
I figure he's a kind of a creepy guy.
Hey, you.
My name is Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
I've worked here for years.
Bill the morgue guy.
What's up, guy? I never remember Bill's name, so I just, hey, what's up, guy?
Hi, Alan.
Creepy, you know my name.
I'm having someone identify the body found this morning.
Ah, yes. I'll set that up for you. Viewing room 2.
Sure.
You know, he leads you two into an autopsy room. Body's got a sheet over it. He folds down the sheet.
It's not going to be easy to see this.
I understand.
Ed, are you? I never told you the name of the girl, the real name of the girl you were looking for.
But I know. I know what she looks like.
Do you want it to be Selena Chavez or
no?
Okay, I figured it was just all right. So her name is Penelope Juarez.
Okay,
but he says Selena.
But yeah, he told you Selena Chavez.
I figured it was Juarez.
Yeah. So yeah, it's her. She's pretty dead.
I'm gonna start crying crocodile tears.
Okay.
Why not human tears?
If you wanna be persuasive in that, give me either persuasive deceit or persuasive corruption.
Okay.
Hey, those aren't real tears.
Extra dice.
The bonus is only if you know someone's secret. That was what that bonus was for, because you were using it as leverage against him.
I got 2 sevens.
2 sevens. Alright. Do you want to try to see through that, or you don't care at this point?
I'll see through it. I'll try.
Okay.
That won't hurt.
So understanding deceit. Or understanding corruption, either way.
Did you say cunning observation
or
before?
Cunning observation will work, too. To see, hey, he's not actually crying.
It wouldn't hurt. It's not like I'm not going to lose anything if I get it wrong, right? If I don't...
No.
Yeah,
no. Just lose
virginity.
I don't want to lose that. Yeah, I got 2 sixes.
2 sixes, and Ed, what'd you get?
2 sevens.
2 sevens, all right. So, yeah, same thing.
No, it's all sixes and sevens.
You're buying it. He seems like an aggrieved father.
That's her. That's Selena.
All right.
Meyer is such a sensitive guy. Well, all right.
Yep, that's your daughter. Case closed.
And, she's
no,
dead.
I'm just trying to figure out what cows are doing. Like,
want some gum?
No, like, what's the, I was just...
I don't know, I'm just teasing.
In my head, I'm just trying to figure out, I'm trying to think of what's the, where the next thing the
blows. I don't know, probably...
Well, I got some paperwork for you.
Take
him
out, out in the hall.
Give him a hug.
Ask him if he wants any coffee or anything. Yeah.
Maybe if he knows anyone who would do that to his daughter.
There's, yeah. If he has any information.
Here, take these. It's 2 cc's of man the fuck up. Just slap across the face.
How about we step outside, man?
All right.
I mean, he did say that he was with her last night, and she's dead now.
Yeah.
So you could ask him for more information about that.
Well, I cover up the body with the plate, and then... let's go to my office. You want anything to drink?
Yes, if you could get me some water, I would really appreciate it.
You want some water?
I'll get him a bottle, or because probably the tap water isn't probably very good.
So Ed, what's your plan now? Because he's going to ask you some questions.
Okay,
Lie. Followed up with more lying.
I mean, I'm just going to keep that story.
Okay.
Can you keep
Well, is he... He's So he's going to get me water while I'm in his office?
Yeah.
He's going to snoop.
I am going to take a couple of seconds.
Also grabbing some paperwork.
Yeah.
Many, much paperwork.
Wow.
I mean, you could... another suggestion I have, you could ask for a few minutes to make a phone call because Carmen did say that she wanted an update.
Right.
And she'll probably want to know that this girl's
dead. I'm going to give her an update in a second. But first, I think... I'm just going to do a quick scan of his desk and see if there's any notes, like, pertaining to the case, or...
All right, cunning observation.
Yes, very sneaky.
Well, I just got there, I'm not sure if I have...
Oh, right, I don't have any observation.
Go for it. I don't think I would have had anything anyway.
I'll do the phone call thing, then.
Okay. The most you would have had is probably, like, a half-filled-out, slip of paperwork for Keneally because you put him in an interview room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, forgot about that guy.
But,
he's kind of important. He did have his heart stomped on him by everybody.
All right, so you step away, and make a phone call.
Didn't reject him there.
No,
Carmen.
Yes.
I have bad news. Penelope is dead.
I see.
The nose?
How did it happen?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
I'm,
at a police station right now.
I'm on the case right now. I'm trying to get more information, but it is Penelope. She is dead. Hector, I am sorry.
I'm very sorry. He'll appreciate your condolences. Javier, find out who did this to Hector's daughter and bring them back to Albuquerque. I would like to have a chat with them.
Absolutely.
She hangs up.
That's going to be conflicting later.
That's why I did it. All right, so unless you want to roleplay the rest of Meyer's interview with Ed... Or shall we save that for next time, the opening of next time?
It's up to you.
Up to you, I don't care.
I have nowhere to be.
All right, you might as well go through it. Sure.
I want to see them do it.
So, Meyer...
A pin in the bottle and give them the paperwork.
Before you do it, you must go through it. Or else I blew it.
So I'm sitting there, you know, trying to hold in my tears because I'm a stoic, you know, tough Spanish man.
He hands you a bottle of water.
And some paperwork. So, Mr. Chavez, you said you were with her last night?
Yes, I found her during the day last night, yesterday, and I found her yesterday, and I brought her back to the hotel, and she disappeared. Around dinner time.
Dinner time. Step into my...
So wait, you go... Let me get this... So you find her. Where'd you find her?
Where did I find her?
Yeah.
Is there an echo?
She was at the... I know the area, like, whatever, the park. She was at the park with a group of young people.
Her friends, Chase?
I did not stop to ask. I grabbed her and put her in the car and then drove to the hotel.
What hotel?
I give him the name of the hotel.
That you're at?
So? The McNulty Hotel. I'm checked in as Jose Chavez.
Okay.
So,
how did you get a hotel?
And dinner time, what time was that? Like 7?
About 5 or 6.
My guess is, with Ed's character, violence is how he got a hotel.
About 5 or 6, I left her in the hotel room, stupido.
to go and pick up dinner.
He's stupid, huh?
He was calling himself stupid.
I went to the Chinese restaurant around the corner to pick up some dinner.
Money in the
and place. When I got back, she was gone.
Meyer, you can make another understanding deceit check with plus two. And
why plus two?
Because Tim Keneally said that he was at the strip club proposing to her last night.
Right, but I said she was gone around
five. She was gone around five, okay.
So
there's three then?
Yeah. If you wanna and do another That's right. That doesn't really conflict with what he knows. I think it sounds a little suspicious. But that's just
I got two sevens, boss.
I got two fives.
Two sevens? All right. Here's the thing.
This is what I'm thinking. It doesn't make any sense. So this guy finds his daughter after being missing all these weeks.
Right.
And then he, after a couple hours later, he just leaves her by herself. That's what I was just thinking. I was like, that's a little...
Well, and the other thing, too, is from the way Tim said that he proposed to her, you haven't really talked to him more in depth yet, but you have a feeling that if her father, who she had been, you know, running away from, found her, she probably wouldn't have gone to work that night.
Yeah. All right, well...
You know, she gets the opportunity to get away.
Yeah.
I don't know, if the money you say they're pulling in for a week, it'd be kind of hard to run away from.
Mr. Chavez, I'm just to clarify, you found your daughter in the, like, sometime in the afternoon, like maybe noonish?
Yes, that's what I told you.
All right, and then she left. I'm just making a timer for the investigation. That's all.
And the other thing too is, even though she is pulling down some serious bills, there's not really much around here to spend your money on. You know, I mean things are pretty jacked up cost wise because there's a lot of money to throw around. But if she's been stripping for, you know, a couple of weeks, she's probably got a pretty sizable stash.
Yeah.
Where is Detective Westfield? He said he would talk to me.
As I said, he's coming.
He got held up at the strip club.
As I said, he's investigating right now. I was on the phone with him just when he first came. He's coming soon.
Well, he seemed like a very nice man. He said that he would take care of me, and he would...
I'm taking care of you. Got you that water, right?
Yes, and then you question me like I am doing something wrong.
I'm just asking some questions.
Now, here's the thing. Again, you guys can make this into an attack-defend if you want, so... Ed, if you wanna,
Ryan
know,
really wants us at each other's throats.
Well, no, that's the point of the game. If you wanna try to attack his corruption, slide it over to purity, you know, or attack his deceit, slide it over to honesty, you know.
I'm trying to understand what happened to your daughter.
Mr. Chavez, I don't mean any disrespect or anything. I'm, as I said, I'm investigating your daughter's death and trying to find out...
Can I attack his courage and try to intimidate him? Because I'm big.
Yeah, sure. What are you attacking with?
Okay.
Can I attack with my vigor and grace? Vigor and wrath, rather.
Vigor and wrath. So, are you going to physically assault the police officer?
No, I'm not
going to. Okay, so you're just attacking his. So how about this? You're just going to like slam your fist into the desk or something. All right, yeah. Vigor plus wrath and Meyer. What do you want to defend with? You can either defend or counter attack.
I want to see.
So hang on a second.
All right, can I... Can I... I guess the only thing that would make sense to me is about understanding deceit me, because I'm literally... He's saying he's the father, and I'm just trying to ask him questions to find out...
Right.
Think.
I got 3 nines.
And if, you know, and he's saying that he also wants to find the murderer, of course.
Yeah.
So it's, you know...
I'll give you a bonus to that. Just one, plus one, because you're suspicious. Mm-hmm. I've got a hell of a roll, so...
Mm. All right, 2 fives.
2 fives. All right. In that case, Meyer, you slide off of...
Courage to wrath.
Okay.
So that means, yeah, you're pretty intimidated by this guy, and it's, you know, making you a little angry that he's... So he, you know, stands up and...
I don't understand why you're making me... My daughter is dead! And I slam on the desk.
I can see you getting more angry with him, because you are a cop.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if he were to assault you, I mean...
I kind of, you know, I've been kind of been chill, but I kind of step forward and... Mr. Travis, as I said, I'm investigating your daughter's murder. A murder I'm sure you want to be solved as quickly as possible.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just asking
these simple questions so I can help me investigate this.
I understand. I'm sorry. I did not mean to yell. I'm just... very angry because my daughter was taken away from me.
All right.
And the questions are upsetting me because I don't know.
How about this? How about I leave and let us chill out, when I see my partner, I'll tell him to come in and talk to you.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to yell. I'm just angry, and the questions are upsetting me because I. It's hard to think right now because, you know.
No problem. Just when you finish the paperwork, put it on my desk.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Don't go through my things.
Well, it's a police station. I'm sure there's cameras all around.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably open, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't think Meyer would have an office, really.
No.
He's probably
just,
sitting at his desk.
Yeah, a Carol or something.
Yeah. I'm thinking our desk are, like, to get, like, you know, forward
yeah.
for.
It's a bullpen. You know.
Yeah.
So, you get a couple of looks when you stand up and start shouting, but honestly, it's a police station. You know, someone's going to be yelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not all that uncommon. If he had, like, slugged you, yeah, he would have been in cuffs.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right, so you're going to leave off and wait for him? All right, in that case, you guys can make your cases.
I kind of got scorned by Meyer.
Let me see what that...
Because he wasn't buying it.
I do agree with you. I just want to check what it says about that in the book.
Can I have what? Deceit?
Deceit.
Have
your faith betrayed. Or
honestly, I guess suffer from being deceit.
Well, you didn't really suffer.
Okay.
You survived.
I will say you did kind of have your... Okay, I'd let you have deceit, because you were kind of buying his story for a while.
Yeah.
Defiance.
Like, he was selling it, and then, like, yeah.
Defiance says be scorned. Oh, yeah, you're looking at the actual.
I never beat you in a roll, though.
No, you did once.
I think he had one, but that was one of Ed's lies.
Alright, so here's what it says in the Defiance. You know all that stuff that builds up wraths from insults through Chinese water torture? When that gets done to you, your defiance rises. It's pretty simple, really. Anything that would give him wrath gives you defiance. The catch is you have to be the helpless one. If he spits on you and you deck him, you don't get a defiance raise. Okay. So yeah, Meyer would have had to have been more aggressive in that scene in order for you to get the defiance. And you would have had to play helpless.
What about observation get taken by surprise because I was expecting...
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Yeah, so we will finish this up, some time later. I'm sorry if it seems like I'm trying to force you guys into attacking each other.
That fight was fine.
But, like, it really is the central mechanic of the game, and it's how you build up your points and strengthen your character. You know, it's supposed to force you into these... You know, film noir kind of confrontations where you know you slam someone up against the wall and say, "Tell me everything you know, or else."
Right.
You know, or you beat on somebody who's way weaker than you are.
I'm sorry, I attacked you, Meyer.
Not all right.
I attacked your courage by.
I don't think I'm going to be using courage that much.
I like the way Plus that you have your rap. Character oh, grows hey after guys. Each scene.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
All right. Yeah. So.
Goodbye,
everybody. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you said say goodbye.
Plus, now-